From deep inside the Death Star, I'm Larry Larson.
I'm Andrew Richards.
And I'm Jeffrey Richter.
And welcome to Defrag Tools. And today, as far as the Death Star, it's kind of like the trash compactor. We're a little tight in here.
It's also Halloween for us.
Yeah, yeah. So. And so we're in the new temp studio, and we'll be in here for a couple of months. But yeah. And what are we going to talk about today? We've got a guest here today.
We do. I was talking to Jeff on the email the other day, and I said, look, come in. I mean, you've have this big breadth of knowledge and experience with Windows, and come in and talk about it. So maybe tell us everybody who you are. And
yeah, well, first, thanks for having me here.
Yeah.
Well, I am Jeff Richter. Most people are probably familiar me from the various books that I've written. It's about 15 or 16 books now that I've written over the past 20-some years. I think all focused on Windows and Microsoft technologies. I also own a company called Wintellect. We do training and seminars and consulting division, and we just released a new on-demand video training service called Wintellect Now. So we're hoping to get a lot of people who sign up for that and appreciate that. And I don't know, and I've done a lot of consulting for Microsoft and other companies over the years too.
Awesome.
That's what I do.
So, I mean, I first found out who you were years ago when I bought this book, the Programming Windows for Fourth Edition,
yeah,
which is good old desktop programming, very COM focused back then, very straight C, CLI doesn't exist yet, and then it evolved into this, and you walk around the corridors of Microsoft, you'll find that nearly every single developer, or at least C developer, has this on their shelf.
Yeah, they have been popular books over there.
It's kind of like the Bible of C around. But then, that's where I've really had my association with you. I've never really gone into the CLR stuff. So how did the CLR stuff evolve from the C stuff?
Well, when Microsoft was working on the Common Language Runtime, I guess about 13 years ago now.
Third and fourth.
I had some friends who were on the CLR team, and they asked me to kind of get involved, because I work a lot with customers and consulting. They thought it'd be nice to get an outsider's opinion. Like, if I imagine using the CLR to build some of the jobs that we'd worked on path with companies, would the CLR be addressing all of their issues, right? Mm-hmm. Would there be any pain points and things like that? So I started consulting on the CLR team, and actually I was a consultant on the team for 8 years. And I remember it very, very fondly. I loved being on the CLR team. I learned a lot. The people on the team were incredible and just awesome. Made a lot of friends there. And I loved what we were doing. I felt like the CLR was really going to change programming and make it so much easier for so many people, make them so much more productive, that it was a really exciting time for everybody, me included. So because I was on the team and helping to build some of this stuff and so on, I wrote a book on it, and I think it's probably the most popular book, or certainly one of the most popular books on CLR and C# programming. It just makes programming a lot more easy for people.
Yeah. How did you find, I don't know about you, but I love the control that you have in C, over memory and everything else. How did you find that transition to CLR where you have to give that trust to someone else?
That was, did you bring that up? That was actually my biggest hurdle. When I first learned about the CLR, and it was garbage collected, the first thing I said to myself was, I don't need no stinking garbage collector, right? I've been managing memory myself for the past decade of my life.
I don't leak.
Right, I don't leak memory. I know what I'm doing when I write code. And garbage collectors have this reputation of having bad performance and so on. So really what I did was I befriended the architect on the CLR team who was in charge of the garbage collector. Mm-hmm. And I spent hours with him, and he was very nice with his time. In his office, and we'd be on the whiteboard, and I'd be asking questions. He'd be explaining to me how the garbage collector worked, and when he got around to explaining how generations improved the performance of it, that was pretty much what sold me right there.
Yeah.
And then I saw, well, with garbage collected, you have an easier programming model. You don't leak memory. You don't have memory corruption. You don't have address-based fragmentation. The performance of it can be quite good. It can even be used to resolve race conditions, threading race conditions. Mm. And I just got so excited about it that is really when I embraced the CLR.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until I felt comfortable with the GC that embraced it.
That does absolutely shine with the CLR is it just simplifies what was Herculean task in C. Just bring up a dialogue in C is hundreds and thousands of lines of code, right, to get it all right. And the CLR just simplified that stuff. And that's its power, right, is it makes these horrifically hard things to do, cryptography and Windows form management, all that stuff usable by anybody, and that's what the power is, I think. And It's been fantastic. Yeah. So I noticed that yesterday was the 30th anniversary of Microsoft Press, and they actually used
your book cover.
They've actually printed it onto the cake, and it was good to see that your stuff was used. Hey, I've noticed that all of your books have these aviation symbols on them. What's the deal with that?
Well, many years ago, I did get an airplane license. So I do have a license to fly an airplane. And then, but I had very few people would go up with me. And I was only VFR rated, not IFR, not instrument flight rules. So I could only go in good weather. Yeah. I later then decided that flying, while it was kind of fun, a lot of people wouldn't go. It wasn't particularly practical. And if I'm just going to take the plane and fly it around for a little bit and then land at the same airport, that maybe I should go for a helicopter instead.
Yeah.
So I went and got a helicopter license at Boeing Field here in Seattle.
Yeah, I think helicopters around here are fantastic. It's just, there's so many things to hover around and enjoy.
There was a guy who worked at Microsoft, and he on the comm team, and he wrote a Microsoft Press book on comm too. I don't think he's here now. It's been years ago. But he was also learning to fly. One day, he and I went up together, and we went out to the shore, and we just landed the helicopter right on the beach. And we just walked around on the beach, and we had lunch, and I remember it very fondly. Dale, very cool. If you're listening, I remember that.
Actually, I went up on a helicopter ride with my wife for a date thing. And we went to Snoqualmie Falls, and all the local people will know it's a big waterfall, but at the moment they're actually drilling hydroelectric.
Okay.
But because you're above it, you actually could see down the tunnels and see them actually digging underground. Cool. So that was kind of cool. There's a view you'd never see any other way. So
I ended up putting avionics on all the book covers.
Yeah.
Because flying is kind of a passion.
That's what you can see. Yeah. So then how did you move to the Windows Runtime world?
Well, I'm always looking and trying to embrace new technologies. So after .NET, and I feel like it's very baked at this point and very mature technology,
for sure.
I looked for something else. And I actually went into Azure a lot at that point. And I'm still doing Azure a ton. In fact, the Winelect Now website I mentioned is all built and runs on top of Windows Azure. And I did most of that back-end code on there. And then once Windows 8 started to come out, I started looking at that. It's like the newest, latest and greatest technology from Microsoft.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I'm going to embrace this now and see. So I've been heavily focused on Windows 8 and Windows Runtime APIs since before, when it entered beta.
Yeah.
Two build conferences ago now, I guess.
I find that the XAML nature of it is one more hurdle once again. We keep on abstracting away all the difficulties and moving you somewhere else. And I think the very web nature of XAML is fantastic. But from a debugging point of view and everything else, it completely breaks the methodology that you have. It's like, you don't really have control over the GUI anymore, and you can't debug the GUI, and the actual actions are kind of also separate, particularly the async stuff, right? Everything that's awaited is, it's quite fun.
So, well, I have to, over the years, I have really learned to hate markup. I am a software developer, and I love code and stepping through in a debugger, like you say. And things like XAML or just like config XML config files, so painful for me.
Definitely. So you have a new book, Windows Runtime. Actually, I'll do a full screen of that. Oops, there it is. So when's this due out?
This is going to the printers on November 7th, and it will be out at the end of November, like November 20-something of 2013.
Well, this episode airs around 18th of November, I think, so about the same
right
time.
Right around there.
Yeah. Awesome. So. This is going to be one of a new series or anything, or is this first-off chance? Or?
This is a first-off. I mean, we'll see what happens down the road.
You do have a history of having fourth and fifth and
yeah, third and I do, fourth. I do. So there's a chance of that. You know, so we'll see what happens. We'll see how many people are interested in the book, how many people buy the book. I had a co-author on this book, Martin, and he helped a lot with the writing of it because I don't have as much time as I used to have to be writing and all that. But I was very heavily involved in the book in editing and what topics and things like that are in there.
Any Windows Runtime for JavaScript, or was that kind of outside your
Well, interest? Windows Runtime, the API, is language agnostic, right? So you can use it from C#, VB, C++, or JavaScript. Because I am a C# developer, and I think of all the languages that you can use to target the Windows runtime, C# is the one that is most productive. And it's the one I know the best. That's the one that I focus the book on. There's been talk about making a JavaScript version of the book and things like that, and that might happen, but it's currently not really on my radar to do that.
Awesome. So you were telling me about a tool that you made, which we'll go into a second episode about. Mm-hmm. Why did you write this tool about Windows Runtime? What's it?
So as I've been working on Windows Store apps and learning all these different APIs, what I frequently do when I'm learning a new API set, like the networking or the background tasks or what have you, I go and I build a little app and I focus on those APIs and I call this function, I pass these parameters, I call it again, these parameters, you know, I try all these different things. So I end up building this bevy of little tiny apps that do a bunch of stuff.
Which is really what System Talents is as well. It's Mark just playing with new APIs and,
well, yeah,
and making tools that happen to be public. Definitely.
Yeah, those are tools that tend to be more useful. These were apps I was really just learning the platform.
Yeah.
So then in Windows 8, every time you built a new app, you ended up with a new tile on the start screen.
Mm.
And when I would go back to my start screen, it would be littered with all these tiles all over it for these apps that were throwaway apps. So I got so annoyed with having to go and select them all and uninstall them all that I ended up building this tool, is what happened. So the tool would show me all the packages that are installed. I could then highlight a bunch of them all at once, and I could say uninstall to get them off. And then the tools, as I was learning more about the system, I'd start asking myself questions like, so what other apps have the internet capability turned on? What other apps are declaring a file type association?
Mm.
Of the apps on my system, which are doing, you know, X, Y, or Z? And so then I started adding features to this tool where I could say, so what's happening on my system? What packages are doing these things?
Awesome.
And that's where the tool's motivation came from.
As I said, we'll talk about the tool in more depth next week. Mm-hmm. So there's intellect.com, which is about the training and everything else.
Yes.
I'm assuming intellect.com is where the...
Intellect.com is for the company, which we focus on the instructor-led training and the consulting part.
And you get the tool from where?
You will download the tool from intellect.com. Okay. The tool comes with the sample code, so then you would hit resources.
Slow internet at the moment, there we go.
And then you go to Windows Runtime via C#. This is where people would go to download the source code for the book, and it's free. And in the zip file there, the tool is embedded in.
Awesome.
Now, I'm not providing the source code for the tool, it's just the executable, because there's a lot of hacky things I had to do.
Awesome. Well, we'll leave it there this week. And continue on with the tour next week.
Yeah, that's the show this week. If you have questions, email us at defragtools@microsoft.com. We'll see you next week.
Have a good week.
Okay, bye.